Good morning, everyone. I've entitled this video Thorny Tuesday. Thorny Tuesday. You know, we have many thorns that we have, thorns and thistles we have to deal with down here in this life. And sometimes they get a little sticky. The thorns get a little sticky, don't they? There's not going to be any thorns or thistles in heaven. And so I'm glad to know that. We won't have any thorns to contend with. There won't be any storms in heaven either. You know? And we're not going to have any challenges to deal with our families. Sometimes my mind gets racing at night. That's what was happening last night. My brain was on input overload. It was going 100 miles an hour and I couldn't slow it down. And so therefore I didn't sleep real well last night. You can't just stop your brain sometimes, you know. Sometimes your brain just keeps going, doesn't it? It's trying to work out all the problems when you should just be resting in Christ, but it's hard to stop the brain sometimes. Behold the Mount of Zion, the city of our God, the beauty of creation and place of His abode. Christ is the great foundation on which the building stands. He reared for His own glory this temple without hands. Through everlasting ages this house shall stand secure. It engages His wisdom, love, and power. Nor shall the host of Satan against it ever prevail. The kingdoms be demolished and heaven and earth should fail. The rock on which it's founded will last without decay. With walls it is surrounded, which guard it every way. Each stone is wisely polished and fitted to its place. And all are well cemented with God's redeeming grace. Nor storms nor persecution shall ever beat it down, nor floods of tribulation shall move a single stone. With Christ they all shall triumph o'er sin and death and hell, and with him in his glory they shall forever dwell. Well, that's a lot different than the houses down here that are falling down, right? We're looking for an everlasting home that has no decay, has no corruption. But down here, that's all we see is decay and corruption as we look around us. You know, what a contrast between heaven and this old earth that's going to be folded up like a rug. And we're all going to get glorified bodies if we're one of his. If we've been a candidate to get a glorified body, if we've been chosen in him before the foundation of the world, if we have been predestinated unto adoption, if we've been effectually called, if we're a child of grace, we look around us down here, we look at different governments, we look at different leaders in this United States of America. Sometimes we just have to shake our heads, don't we? We realize that man doesn't have the answers. They don't have the answers. They're looking for the answers. That's not why they send balloons over to try to survey what another country's doing. They send out surveillance balloons, and then the other country has to shoot them down. You know? One of these days, you know, there's not going to be any surveillance balloons in heaven. Okay. Days of darkness and distress are my portion here below. Thorny is the wilderness, and the Lord will have it so. When enlarged in faith and prayer, his dear face by faith I see. O, the Lord, on the Lord I cast my care, satisfied he cares for me. But when days of darkness come and my heart is hard and cold, round the wilderness I roam, barren wandering from the fold. Days of fierce temptation too, furious as the foaming wave, hide the wet heaven from my view, threatening a watery grave. Up I cast my longing eyes, tossed like Jonah in the sea. Jesus whiskers from the skies, as thy days thy strength shall be. O, my distressful heart, how shall thy faith appears? How small thy faith appears. But greater, Lord, thou art than all my doubts and fears. Did Jesus once upon me shine, then Jesus is forever mine. Unchangeable his will, whatever be my frame, his loving heart is still eternally the same. My soul through many changes goes, his love no variation knows. Thou, Lord, will carry on and perfectly perform the work thou hast begun in me, a simple worm. Midst all my fear and sin and woe, thy spirit will not let me go. The bowels of thy grace at first did freely move, I still shall see thy face and feel that God is love. My soul into thy arms I cast, I trust I shall be saved at last. Well, I hope that's your prayer this morning. you know, in this earth of sin and sorrow, on Him we cast our care and come to the fountain from which our souls will bear, you know. From all that's sacred, all that's vain, and from the earthly clod, arise my soul and strive to gain sweet fellowship with God. Sweet fellowship with God, arise my soul, strive again. Sweet fellowship with God. Say, what is there beneath the skies, wherever thou hast trod? Canst thou thy wishes on the joys like fellowship with God? Not life, nor all the toys of art, nor pleasure's flowery road, can to my soul such bliss impart as fellowship with God. When I am made in love to hear affliction's needful rod, light, sweet, and kind the strokes appear through fellowship with God. And when the icy hand of death shall chill my flowing blood, oh, may I yield my latest breath in fellowship with God. When I at last to heaven ascend and gain my blessed abode, there an eternity I'll spend in fellowship with God. Well, may the good Lord be with you today in a special way, and let us always remember that we have an eternal hope that looks beyond this veil of tears. God bless.